Unger. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. It's been another day of protests following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
Out in Portland, hundreds actually marched to protest the Roe v. Wade decision, but it only took a few hours until police say things took a violent turn. According to Portland police, at least 60 people dressed in all black broke into some businesses like banks and coffee shops and also vandalized a school van and also a pregnancy center. Another pregnancy center in Longmont, Colorado was vandalized and even set on fire. Investigators say this was an arson, which happened less than 24 hours after the U.S. Supreme Court reversed federal protections of abortion. The graffiti there says, if abortions are not safe, neither are you.
Most of the protests have been peaceful. President Biden is attending the three-day G7 summit in the Bavarian Alps. He says a year ago, the G7 committed to financing quality, high-standard infrastructure in countries that need support.
What we're doing is fundamentally different because it's grounded on our shared values of all those representing the countries and organizations behind me. It's built using the global best practices.
The president also announced that G7 nations will ban imports of Russian gold. That gold is a top Russian export. The Ukrainian capital of Kyiv was hit overnight by Russian forces. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Lviv.
This is the largest attack on Ukraine's capital in 3 weeks. It happened at 5 a.m. local time. One person has been killed. At least five others are hurt, according to Ukrainian authorities. First responders rushing in, particularly to that apartment complex where the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, says a 7-year-old girl and her mother were pulled from the rubble.
Some believe the attacks may have been timed to coincide with the G7 summit and the upcoming NATO meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Border Patrol says they're seeing more large migrant groups coming to the border. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
This part of Del Rio's sector in Eagle Pass is absolutely getting pummeled here with large groups, many of them remnants from that last caravan. They say in this sector, in the last 48 hours, almost 3,000 apprehensions of migrants. Used to be unprecedented in Starling when it was just one. They had an apprehension yesterday that I believe for the first time ever in this sector, Afghans. They had five Afghans. That is why that airboat is working this river, trying to find migrants crossing not just from Central America and from Venezuela, but also crossing from more than 100 countries.
There are over 200,000 migrant encounters every month. A Providence, Rhode Island police officer now faces charges for what happened at an abortion protest Friday. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has details.
Jean Lugo is charged with simple assault and disorderly conduct after being accused of punching Jennifer Rourke at a demonstration at the State House in Providence Friday. But here's the wrinkle. Lugo, who was off duty at the time, was running as a Republican for the same state Senate seat that Rourke, who is a Democrat, is also seeking. Lugo turned himself in Saturday, was arraigned before a justice of the peace, and then released. He's due in court again July the 8th. The Providence PD says Lugo has been suspended with pay pending an investigation. He has ended his political campaign. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Police say they discovered more than 110 snakes on a farm in central Germany after a woman who lived there needed medical treatment for a poisonous bite. The 35-year-old drove to a hospital telling doctors that one of her rattlesnakes had bitten her in the finger. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.